Well, welcome everyone. This is Kevin Gianni and Fred Patnaud, and today we have a really special program for you. This is one thing that I would say that I'm really excited about, and the reason why is because it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I really haven't had the opportunity because I've been so deep into Renegade Health and our skincare business that I've never really had an opportunity. And now that Fred's on board with Renegade Health and helping, he came to me with this idea, something that he's been doing for a long time. And I said, yes, absolutely. I've been wanting to do this for so long. I'm so glad that you're here and we're talking about this, what we're going to talk about today. And so, you know, just very quickly, I want to give you just a little bit of background as to why I think this is so important. And then we'll get into some of the things that we want to talk about. First up, I think that a program like this is really important because knowledge like this that you're going to learn in this call and maybe if you decide to continue on with us, knowledge that you learn in this call is going to spread in a way that knowledge that we're providing on Renegade Health, you know, just can't. And so the more information that we spread about how to make an income in the natural health movement and how to get your message out, the better I think we serve the world, right? So if we can teach you some of the things that we've learned on how to get a message out, you're going to go out and do it and you're going to be fulfilled, and the people who are hearing from you are going to be fulfilled, and you're going to probably solve some of the problems. I mean, that's what, you know, I think good business is identifying a problem and then solving it. And so you're going to be able to do that. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm really excited about this. And two, this is one of my second passions. You know, I probably read as many business books as I do health books. And I like to model successful business people. Right now, I'm listening to The Everything Store, which is a book about Jeff Bezos, and I've read Steve Jobs, and I've read Richard Branson's books, and I've read all these books just to see how these people solved problems, how they create solutions in the marketplace. And so today, what we're going to be doing is we're talking about a few of these things, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you take something from it. So, hey, Fred.
Hi, Kevin.
What's up?
Well, I'm also excited today because we're going to reach a lot more people who want to make a living in natural health. And so you're listening to this, you're signing up for a new easing, right? We're having together, which is the Do What You Love email tips presented by Renegade Health. So you're going to get information by email on a weekly basis, articles, insights. If you want to make an income in the natural health movement, in the raw food, whatever movement, living with your passion, making a living with your passion, this is going to be a great resource. I just want to kind of frame it that in a way that a lot of people who teach internet marketing have no experience other than teaching internet marketing. So they make money teaching people how to make money. Kevin and I, we started businesses in natural health, in raw foods. Kevin has started a skincare business. So we have experience beyond internet marketing. So you want to listen to people who not only know marketing and can help you start your own business online, but also have done it in a field other than internet marketing. I mean, not that all the internet marketers have no insights. They do. But they're trying to sell you something. They're trying to sell you how to make money. And this, what we're doing, is beyond just how to make money. It's about sharing your passion with the world, helping people, and it's about making a full-time living, working part-time for many of you. That's your goal. We're going to teach you how to do that. So a first topic that I wanted to cover was how you can teach natural health with a website without being necessarily a certified health expert or being in perfect health. A lot of people think that it's something is lacking. What do you think, Kevin?
I think that this is probably the best way to do it. I mean, the natural health movement is a place where people share stories. And so if you have a story about why you're committed to help people, then you're pretty credible. And I think in this day and age, the internet has allowed us to be much more transparent. So if back in the day when you know books were kind of the main source of information, You know, you really weren't able to know what people were up to. So you kind of, I think you kind of put people on a pedestal to a point where you start imagining all these things about how amazingly healthy they are and all the things that they do on a daily basis, when in fact they could not even be in that position or they could be, you know, kind of living a little bit of a lie. And so these days, I think that the guru is gone. And I think what's coming is and what is here is just the explorer. And that's kind of what we all are. So we're here very humbly in a position where we can be here in a position that's very humble and says, hey, I'm exploring this now. This is what I'm passionate about. I have a space where I'm sharing information. And to be humble like that allows people to connect with you better. And I think it actually gives you more credibility than in some cases, you know, the letters and all that stuff beside your name. And granted, you know, some letters are valuable, and some doctors and some practitioners people listen to more because they have a little bit of both. They do have the personal story and they have the letters. But those are you know, few and far between. I think that the main thing that I'm trying to say here for you, someone who may feel like, who am I to tell my story, is that your story is relevant, and it may not be relevant to, you know, every person in the world, but I'm sure that there's a group of people who share the same story or interested in what you're studying or what you're bringing to the table, and they'll be willing to listen.
I'm totally on board with that, Kevin. I think that people I think they're using that as an excuse not to take action, in a sense, because if you want to make money in the world of natural health, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to tell people what to do with their personal health. You know, you don't have to diagnose anybody. You just want to share something that you found to be useful. I think that's what needs to happen here. You need to have knowledge that you want to share. If you're not reading health books, if you're not following a specific kind of health protocol, you probably shouldn't be doing it, right? You should probably start a business in a different field. But most of you are listening to this, you probably know way more about health than your friends. You probably always think to yourself, you know, I wish my mother, I wish my brother, I wish my friends would get this information, would do it. You know, you're probably appalled by the state of health in the world, and you probably want to contribute. You'd like to reach more people, and it doesn't take that many people. If you have 2,000 fans, 2,000 people who consistently open and read your emails, you can make a full-time living online. So you don't need to reach hundreds of thousands of people. You just need to have a core fan base of people that are consistently following you, what you do, and so on. And that's enough to make a full-time living.
And people relate to story. So I mean, you know, if I wish I could show you two examples. I mean, if I could show you two examples of the same article. One is basically just kind of like instructing you on how to do something, and the second is a person telling a story about how they did it. You're almost 100% of the time going to find the one with the story more interesting. And when you tell the story, you start to relate to you know, whoever's, or someone starts to relate to you, or if you're hearing someone else tell the story, you start to relate to them. And so your story is going to be, you know, what really can drive, you know, how people are responding to you, and it will help you get to that 2,000 people or whatever the number is, in order for you to be able to influence.
Now, a topic that we wanted to cover also was how to make a full-time living working only part-time. So could it be possible to work only 4 or 5 hours a day and make, let's say, $50,000, $60,000, even $100,000 a year on the internet? I want to get your thoughts on this, Kevin.
Well, of course. I mean, the thing about the internet is that you don't have to have a store open from 9 to 5, or you don't have to, you know, you don't have to stock things in your house to ship them out. I mean, there's so many tools and so many things that you can do to make this the lifestyle that you want. And, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat it here, Or maybe like, you know, coconut sugar coated. I don't want to sugarcoat what I'm saying. It does take work. And I believe that in the startup, it depends on what you want to do. But in the startup, it's going to take a lot of work and attention and focus. But what, you're going to hit a point where you're going to be able to work just a few hours a day. And Anne-Marie and I are a great example. You know, we worked really hard in the beginning while Anne-Marie was a personal, we were both were personal trainers. Anne-Marie was, I gave Anne-Marie all my clients and I just started to work online. And I spent a lot of time kind of just stumbling around. So, you know, some of the things that we're going to teach you in this newsletter are going to be ways to not stumble around like I did. And I'm sure Fred stumbled around too, you know, in the past. And so what we did was we spent a lot of time working. And then what we did was I finally made enough money so Anne-Marie could stop training clients. And then together we traveled around the country in an RV for 2.5 years. And there were some days where I worked, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 hours a day. And there were some days when I worked 1 hour a day. And so I think that you know, if you get over the beginning, and again, you can even start slow in the beginning. You know, if you have the right thing. I'm not saying that's impossible to even just continue from the start, work a couple hours a day. But you can definitely hit a point where if you're comfortable, you can really just kind of glide and choose to do what you want to do when you want to do it. I mean, I think that's kind of what this is all about.
And I think also that people need to learn how to work, how to become more effective. I mean, I know for myself that learning about health was one thing, and then learning how to become an internet marketer was another thing. But the final important piece of the puzzle was learning some productivity tips and you know, how to become effective, and including typing really quickly, becoming a fast writer, knowing how to organize your time. I mean, we're going to teach you how to do this, because this is just as important as the rest. Because I mean, we tend to think of a work day as being 8-10 hours, whatever, but most of that time, it's been shown in corporate environments, is wasted. You know, there's a lot of communication, there's a lot of back and forth. So if you have a limited amount of time, you need to spend it wisely. Let's say I know some people that wanted to start an online business but had a full-time job. So they woke up earlier and started working on an online business an hour or 2 or 3 hours a day. And this one gentleman that I know, Christopher Westra, you can Google him up. He's got a lot of websites. He's making a full-time living now. He used to be a prison guard. So he told me that he was waking up earlier and working on his business. But he was working consistently on the things that really mattered, like writing articles or working on your website, not getting lost in so many details like a Facebook, Twitter page and all of these things that ultimately don't matter that much, that people tend to spend too much attention on. So there's a way to get things done that will lead to better results. And I think I've done it myself. It's perfectly reasonable to expect to be able to work as many hours as you want, you know, based on your commitment, and still make a living. Once you've gone through the first period of a build-up, which can take a little while, but once you've done it, it's possible. I was traveling the world in 2010. You remember that, Kevin? Mm-hmm. I went on a trip around the world with my ex-wife, 8 or 9 months. We visited over 20 countries. And obviously during that time, I didn't, you know, it wasn't at the same work schedule. So I could only work 3 or 4 hours a day max overall, maybe 15, 20 hours a week. And I made just as much money during that period. My business made just as much money during that period as it did prior to that, because I discovered that I needed to be more effective, that I needed to focus on creating a new product, working on great articles, great videos, and just doing that led to pretty good results.
Yeah, and the focus part is so important. It's like you almost have to, when you're in that situation, when you're only working a couple hours a day, you know, I kind of prioritize things either in my head or sometimes I even number them in terms of 1, 2, 3. And the priority is what's going to make the most impact and what's going to make the most revenue so we can continue doing the business. And those are the two activities that I always focus on first. And then the rest, particularly when I'm traveling, it's a little different. But when I'm traveling, or just don't want to work that much on vacation. I look at those things and I roll with them. And then the other things, if I get to them, great. If I don't, I can take off. I can go hang out or, you know, go out to dinner or go to the beach or whatever. So Fred, I wanted to kind of turn the tables here and ask you a question. You know, again, both of us have traveled, you know, pretty extensively, and we've been able to work while doing it. So tell me about, you know, working from, you know, all around the world. Like, what is that like, and how did you manage it?
That's a good question, because I think that's something that attracts a lot of people. I call it the laptop and the beach kind of lifestyle. So, you know, you have your laptop, you take it anywhere you want, and boom, that's your business is in your laptop. So just to give you a little perspective, when I started, when my business really started taking off in 2004, I was still doing everything myself. So I was going to the post office, I was answering customer service emails, and shipping the products, even holding the products in my apartment, you know, which was taking a lot of space. I was storing books and so on. So I realized this is not going to work. So I started to think about what I could do to save time. So I hired somebody to handle my customer service. I outsourced the shipping of the products. Suddenly I had all of this time, and I literally took my business and increased tenfold in 1 year from that point on. So now we live in an incredible time, because the stuff that's possible to do now, it was just unthinkable just 5 or 10 years ago. For example, there are companies called fulfillment companies that you can use, where all of your products are stored in a warehouse that you'll probably never see in your entire life, and they can ship from anywhere in the world. You can have books printed. I'll give you a resource, createspace.com. It's an Amazon company. I use that for many of my books. So, for example, I was working on a book in 2010 called Raw Food Controversies. I was in Thailand finishing up the book. I was going to Australia, New Zealand after, the Philippines, a few other countries during that trip that I talked about. And I launched the book while I was in Australia. It sold, you know, hundreds of people got the book. I never saw the book until I got to New Zealand a month later, and I shipped myself a copy from CreateSpace, and then I saw the final result. There's a company called Kunaki, KUNIKI.com. This company can print DVDs, CD-ROMs, CDs for $1 each and ship them to your clients, so $1 plus shipping. It can all be automated. So these things are amazing. You can go to a website like elance.com, hire people to do translation, transcription, web work for you. You can work with people remotely. I know, Kevin, you have an office now in Berkeley, California. You work with staff on site, but you know, it's because now you have a different kind of business. Mm-hmm. I still don't have that. And I work in Montreal. I visit Kevin once in a while. We work on projects together. My customer service person is in Texas. I've never met her in my life. I work with another virtual assistant in the Midwest. Never met her in my life. My accountant is in a different province. You know, I work with people from all over the world. I have graphic designers in New Zealand. I've never met them in my life. I mean, it would be great to meet them, and I would organize that if possible, but it hasn't happened, and it wasn't a problem. So what I'm saying is it's possible to work from anywhere. You just have to be smart. I think you have to start from your end goal. Maybe your goal is not to travel the world and work from a beach and so on. Maybe you want to work with people. You know, so in that case, you should create a business that works with that goal in mind. And if you're like me and you want the freedom to travel, then you need to design a business from the start that's going to allow you to do that.
Yeah, or you want more time with your family, or you just need a little bit of extra income so, you know, you can go out to dinner, you know, or you can, you know, buy something fancy. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's a great point to make is I think when starting or when refining, because I'm sure some of you already have a business and you're interested also in some of the, you know, the higher level stuff. I think identifying what that end goal is really really, really, really important. And look at all the lifestyle aspect of it. You know, it's one of those things where it's an exercise where you can kind of do a little future pacing and just write what your day looks like. You know, spend, you know, maybe even after this call, spend after this program, just spend, I don't know, 20 minutes or an hour or whatever you feel. Go to a quiet place, a place that you know you can write, and do it on paper. Don't do it on your computer, but do it on paper and just write down what your perfect day is from start to finish, in terms of, you know, your lifestyle, your job, what you're doing on a regular basis, how you wake up, who you wake up next to, you know, all these things. Just write it down, and that'll help you kind of focus and move towards it. It's almost like there's almost like a magnetic attraction when you start to do something like that, and that'll help you identify, you know, what kind of lifestyle. Because the worst thing that can happen is that you start not knowing what that angle is, and then you end up in a position where it's totally wrong. You just totally went the wrong way, and then you have to go back and adjust. And so for us, you know, Anne-Marie and I, we want the freedom, and we've always wanted the freedom, and so we started Renegade Health. And now that we have a family, we kind of don't need that freedom anymore, in the same way, because, you know, we kind of get fulfillment from our son and just being together in our house. And so now the office is a perfect fit for all of us, because we can come to the office and we can work from here. And so being in a mini business community, which is what our little place is here, that's now fulfilling for us. So like it changes, but it also is really good to get clear about what you want. Because if Renegade had gone into an office at the time, you know, when we were traveling around, and we tried that, that didn't really work or feel right. And so I almost kind of needed to escape from that. So getting real clear on what you want to do and how you want to do it and where you want to be in 4 or 5 years or 2 years or 3 years or something like that is just really valuable for your sanity, to be honest with you.
And I love what you said, Kevin, about planning your ideal day. I mean, this is an exercise that I've done a lot. Let's say, you know, for some people, they'd like to work in the morning until noon and then, you know, take the afternoon to be with their family or go run or something. So then you kind of define, you know, what you'd like to do in a perfect day. Maybe you'd like to read more and so on. You want to start with the reading and then go on with the rest of the day, do some of the work. When is that going to happen? What are the end results? What kind of income do you want? You know, I don't want you to think in terms of pure numbers. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I'd like to make $100,000 a year, or I'd like to make $200,000. But what does that mean? You know, what do you want in your life? What do you want to get out of that? What's more important? And I've been teaching this information for many years now, since 2007, with hundreds of students, and many of which started their own businesses, full-time businesses online. And it always starts with the definition of your ideal goal, what you want, and also something that I call your life statement. You know, it's like, where is that going to? What is that statement like for you? And for me, it's three simple words. It's learn, grow, and share. So I'm committed to learning as much as possible on a variety of topics because I'm passionate about it. And I want to grow as a person from that learning and share with people. So that's always been kind of my motto. And maybe you have something like that, Kevin, or just a driving principle that you use on a regular basis.
I'm a little bit more, I would say I'm a little bit more spiritual in that way. So for me, it's everything happens in the right order at the right time. And that's kind of what, you know, I tell everyone here in the office. So I, you know, and I haven't been like that all, but, you know, forever. I want to be very clear about that. This is a new thing in the last couple of years. But for me, you know, just being able to reach people is very important. And I've always been a person who like, you know, people come to. So that's kind of been my thing. So the other thing that I wanted to say too, just to reemphasize this, just so you guys, you know, because Fred said it, and I want to say it one more time because I think it's so important, is that the numbers don't really mean anything. And it's just so important to know that, because, I mean, it's not tangible. You know, you can look in your bank account and you can see, you know, some money in there, but you never know what's going to happen to it. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just like, it could, something could happen and it could go tomorrow, or, you know, you end up getting a tax bill or, you know, like just things that you just don't expect or anything like that. And maybe there's a little bit of security in that as you're, as you build up, you know, maybe some savings, but at the same time, the experiences that you're having on a regular basis are so much more important. And so how you're living your day is ridiculously more valuable than any amount of money in a bank account. So just wanted to piggyback on that.
Well, that's awesome. And I know you've come to the right place. If you're listening to this, you want to start a business online, you want to make a living in the natural health movement, I mean, this is it. Nobody else is teaching this information. Some people have plagiarized what I've done. I think I've put together a course that is totally unique. And now that I've got Kevin on board, who has way more experience and knowledge than anybody I could find, and just is able to distill it and is totally passionate about it, I mean, this is going to be awesome. So stay tuned for the emails. Kevin's on board. He's going to participate in the writing and the you know, some audios like this. So you're in for a wild ride, and it's going to be amazing. And I think you're going to have fun.
All right, then. Thanks so much for listening. We'll have some more information for you coming soon.
And see you in the newsletter.